This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Senior Trump administration officials are due to brief members of Congress in closed-door sessions Tuesday as tensions between the United States and Iran have been escalating. Among those expected in the meetings are Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford. Former White House counsel Don McGahn has defied a House Judiciary Committee subpoena and refused to testify at a hearing on the Russia investigation on Capitol Hill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
For the second time this month, a panel hearing on Russia opened with no witness. McGahn was a no-show on orders from President Trump. Chairman Gerald Nadler's threatening to hold McGahn in contempt.
Our subpoenas are not optional.
McGahn is a chief eyewitness to the president's handling of the Russia probe, but top committee Republican Doug Collins is blaming Nadler's handling of McGahn's testimony, saying there was no need for a circus.
He's more interested in the fight than fact-finding.
Democrats are divided over responding to the president's stonewalling of the probe, with some pushing for impeachment proceedings, despite Speaker Nancy Pelosi's reluctance. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The founder of Chinese telecom giant Huawei is dismissing the decision by the United States to blacklist the company on the grounds it poses a threat to U.S. national security. Ren Zhengfei said the Trump administration's actions underestimate his company's ability to continue operating and developing the next generation of mobile technology, commonly referred to as 5G. Last week's order would curb the future transfer of hardware, software, and services to Huawei, the move possibly limiting the Chinese company's expansion globally and its efforts to overtake South Korea's Samsung. This is VOA News. A sit-in protest in Khartoum continued on Tuesday as ruling generals and protesters behind demonstrations that drove Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir from power failed to strike a deal. The latest round of negotiations took place on Monday night. Malawian President Peter Mutharika is seeking a second term as voters in the Southern African nation cast ballots in Tuesday's general election. About 6.8 million voters are choosing whether to allow the 78-year-old Mutharika to stay in office or turn to either Deputy President Salos Chilima or former preacher-turned-politician Lazarus Chikwera, who have both promised to tackle the endemic corruption plaguing Malawi. Authorities in New Zealand are filing terrorism charges against a self-avowed white supremacist who killed 51 worshippers at two Christchurch mosques back in March. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the man accused could spend the rest of his life in jail.
The new charge comes with a maximum penalty of life imprisonment upon conviction and will be a test case for New Zealand's terrorism law, which came onto the books in 2002 following the terrorist attacks in the US on September 11th. 2001. Just before the March 15 attacks this year, Brenton Harrison Tarrant had emailed New Zealand's Prime Minister a manifesto outlining his white supremacist beliefs and his detailed plans for the shooting.
That was the AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. The UN Human Rights Office warns civilian casualties are growing in northwestern Syria's Idlib province as fighting between Russian-backed Syrian government forces and rebels allied with al-Qaeda escalates. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The UN agency says it is extremely worried about the military action in Idlib, which is putting at risk the lives of 3 million civilians trapped in the province. Agency officials expressed concern at the speed with which a recent 72-hour ceasefire was broken by the warring parties. They say the ongoing airstrikes and ground-based attacks in Idlib and Hama governorates do not bode well for peaceful prospects in the region. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Marta Hurtado says indiscriminate bombing and ground-based attacks by both pro-government forces and rebel armed groups has resulted in a high number of civilian deaths and injuries, as well as significant damage to civilian property. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office is appealing to the warring factions to respect the principles of distinction and proportionality under international humanitarian law. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.